welcome. This is Ricky Mesterdell. Today's topic or podcast is, are you an empath? The trademark of an empath is feeling and absorbing other people's emotions and or physical symptoms because of their high sensitivities. These people filter the world through their intuition and have a difficult time intellectualizing their feelings. As a life coach, Reiki master, and empath myself, I know the challenges of being a highly sensitive person. When overwhelmed with the impact of stressful emotions, empaths may experience panic attacks, depression, chronic fatigue, food binges, and drug binges, or exhibit many other physical symptoms that defy traditional diagnosis. But empaths can also learn how to center themselves so that they don't feel too much or become overwhelmed or overloaded. The first step is to acknowledge that you're an empath. Here are 10 traits that kind of point toward that you are an empath. Empaths are highly sensitive. Empaths are naturally giving, spiritually open, and good listeners. If you want heart, empaths have got it. Through thick and thin, these world-class nurturers will be there for you. But they can easily have their feelings hurt, too. Empaths are often told that they are too sensitive and need to toughen up. I've been told that too, as I'm sure as many others. The second thing, empaths absorb other people's emotions. Empaths are highly attuned to other people's moods, good and bad. They feel everything, sometimes to an extreme. They take on negativity such as anger or anxiety, which can be exhausting for them. If they are around peace and love, though their bodies will take on these and flourish. Third thing, many empaths are introverted. Empaths can be overwhelmed in crowds, which can amplify their empathy. They tend to be introverted and prefer one-to-one contact or small groups. Even if an empath is more extroverted, they prefer to limit how much time they spend in a crowd or at a party. Empaths are highly intuitive. This is number 4. Empaths experience the world through their intuition. It is important for them to develop their intuition and listen to their gut feelings about people. This helps empaths find positive relationships and avoid energy vampires. Number 5. Empaths need alone time. As super responders, empaths find being around people can be draining, so they periodically need to check time to recharge. Even a brief escape prevents emotional overload. For example, empaths like to take their own cars when they go places so they can leave when they please. This is true. I do this. Anywhere I am invited to, I take my own car. That way I can leave when I want to or need to. Number 6. Empaths can be overwhelmed in intimate relationships. Too much togetherness can be difficult for an empath, so they may need to avoid intimate relationships. Deep down, they are afraid of being engulfed and losing their identity. For empaths to be at ease in a relationship, the traditional paradigm for being a couple must be redefined. Number 7. Empaths are targets for energy vampires. An empath sensitivity makes it particularly easy marks for energy vampires whose fear or rage can zap their energy and peace of mind. These vampires may do more than just drain an empath's physical energy, especially dangerous ones, such as narcissists, who lack empathy and only concerned with themselves, can make an empath believe they're unworthy and unlovable. Other vampires include the victim, the chronic talker, the drama queen, and more. Number 8. Empaths become replenished in nature. The business of everyday life can be too much for an empath. The natural world nourishes and restores them. It helps them release their burdens, and they take refuge in the presence of green wild things, like the ocean, or other bodies of water, or streams of water, whichever you come to, but they will be replenished. Number 9. Empaths have highly tuned senses. Empath nerves can be frayed by noises, smells, and excessive talking. Or loud noises. Very loud noises. Number 10. Empaths have huge hearts, but sometimes give too much. Empaths are big-hearted people and try to relieve pain of others. A homeless person holding a cardboard, "I'm hungry" sign at a business intersection. A hurt child, a distraught friend. It is natural to want to reach out to these people and ease their pain. But empaths don't stop there. Instead, they take it on. Suddenly, they're the one feeling drained and upset when they felt fine before. As an empath, I use a lot of the strategies that I've learned through the years. Setting limits and setting boundaries. Setting boundaries is a big one. With people who may be more draining. Meditation will help calm myself and be more centered. Going out in nature is one of those that will help with that. Myself, I find being an empath is a gift. But I had to learn to do self-care and take care of myself first. Empaths have special needs. If you're one of us, it is important to honor your needs and communicate them to your loved ones. So that these are big ones, but and I mean, there's up to a list of 30. I just did 10 for right now. I plan to do another show. If you find this of value or you have questions about this topic, you may write them in and I will answer the questions on air on the next episode. I hope these have helped you, and I look forward to seeing some of your comments and look forward to answering your questions. Thank you. Have a great day.